Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Sussex County Council, April 11, 2017 County Council meeting. The first thing we're going to do is Mr. Lawson, any changes to the agenda?
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. At this time, we have no amendments to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're going to move on the agenda down to proclamations and tributes. Because I know a lot of these young people are excited to get back to school to study. So we're going to hold them up.
They don't want to miss lunch.
So we'll start with the proclamations and tributes. We'll try to some kind of semblance of order, I guess. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning. Welcome to our guests and the students that are going to be recognized today along with their staff. I have a number of proclamations, and the way that we'll do this is I will read the proclamation and ask the winning team or the winning individual to come forward to the podium and give a speech. And no, I'm just kidding. We will get you in some position to have a picture taken with your elected official with the county council, and you are free to stay, but you are also free to leave at that time as well. We thank you for being here. I'm just going to go in order. I think we have 11 of these, so we've got a lot of people here with cameras that are going to want to take your picture. So we would ask that you listen to the name as it's announced. So I'll read the first proclamation, and as a alumni of the Sussex Central High School, I am very proud to read this proclamation. Sussex County Council proclamation to honor the Sussex Central High School wrestling team upon winning the 2017 DIAA championship. Whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize the Sussex Central High School wrestling team for winning DIAA title as a Division I state champion for the 2017 team. The Sussex Central High School team capped an impressive season in upsetting defending champion Smyrna by a score of 32-30 during the state's dual meet championship on Tuesday, February 14th, ending with an impressive 9-2 regular season record. The Sussex Central High School wrestling team's accomplishment is the second state wrestling title for the Golden Knights since the modern tournament system began in 1993. The Sussex Central High School team served as a formidable opponent in facing squads from throughout Delaware during the 2017 season, displaying discipline, determination, character above all else. And the wrestling team's accomplishment is a source of tremendous pride for the Indian River School District community and all of Sussex County. Now therefore be it resolved that the Sussex County Council commends the Sussex Central High School wrestling team upon winning the 2017 Delaware Interscholastic Athletic Association Championship title and proclaims Tuesday, April 11, 2017 as a day for all Sussex County residents to honor the team's remarkable achievement. Signed, Rob B. Arlett, Councilman, and Samuel R. Wilson, Jr., Councilman. Congratulations. So would the Sussex Central wrestling team please come forward, and we will get your picture taken along with coaches, administration, and we will try to assemble you in some form to get that shot.
Tallest in the back, please.
Oh.
I'm
just there. Sussex Central there.
Look at neck. Some over here, guys, too. I'm going to kind of go around here.
So the neck.
All right, guys, fill in there, fill in there.
You don't wrestle, do you?
Everybody is
reach out there and pull that beanie off.
About to drop it.
Turn
your body. No, don't ever grab me like that.
Really?
After all. You like turning towards me, I guess.
Oh, what a man. Yeah.
Are we holding?
Wow. This guy right here.
Okay.
special classmen. Yeah. Flats, you get in the front row.
How about the picture?
I think it's a
10. How are your heads in the way, bro?
Can I go like this?
I was like,
All right, would Blake Chambers and Rashad Stratton, Blake Chambers and Rashad, will you stay up at the podium, please?
Way to go, guys.
In addition to the team championship, we have two individual champions. We'd like to present a tribute to each one of those individuals right now. The Sussex County Council commends Rashad Stratton for winning the DIAA Individual Wrestling Championship Tournament for 126-pound weight class, and Blake Chambers winning the title for the 170-pound weight class. Congratulations to these two individuals. We have tributes here as well.
You and I in a 230 weight class? As an exhibition, we'll have Sam and Arlette wrestle as an exhibition. Only.
Yep.
Sam will hit him on the head with a cane.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you, guys.
We have one other team that we'd like to recognize and that is present today, and that is the Milford High School wrestling team. As you know, the Milford School District straddles between two counties. We're going to only pay attention to the more important county, that being Sussex. The Sussex County Council wishes to recognize the Milford High School wrestling team for winning the DIAA title as Division II state champions for 2017. The Milford High School wrestling team capped an impressive season in defeating Indian River by a score of 32-30 during the state's dual meet championship tournament on Tuesday, February 14, 2017, ending with an impressive 12-3 regular season record. The Milford High School wrestling team's accomplishment is the sixth state wrestling title for the Buccaneers since the modern tournament system began in 1993. The Milford High School team served as a formidable opponent, facing squads throughout Delaware during the 2017 season, displaying discipline, determination, and character above all. Milford High School team's accomplishment is a source of tremendous pride for the Milford School District community and all of Sussex County. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council commends Milford High School wrestling team upon winning the 2017 Delaware Interscholastic Athletic Association Championship, proclaims Tuesday, April 11th as a day for all Sussex County residents to honor the team's remarkable achievement. Signed, Irwin G. Burton, 3rd Councilman. Congratulations, Milford.
Yay!
Would the team please come forward?
You didn't mention that your father used to be the coach, Milford. That's true. I remember.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That is
Brian,
long
time. Maroon in the back. I don't know. I don't think behind the podium.
Smelling the old man.
He played football at South Carolina way back in the day. He used to tell the story that go to a away game. All the buses pulled up, and he said, "They always go." I said, "Let's go, guys, all first, one out of the way." And they put all the big head, like tackle stuff. He called the headlights, "Go, guys, all first." Tell me, come right here, pal.
It's going to be a matter of time before the wrestling is going to be coming. And everybody will.
co-ed wrestling back here. Or politically correct society.
Don't you want to wrestle a girl? Actually, there are a couple people.
Transgender. Get some transgender calls.
Yeah, truth be told.
Look at the sandbag right in the middle of it all.
Okay, Delbert.
Like Oprah.
They're gonna put the rings down.
Get all the boots are stupid.
We have two individual winners with Robbie Roser and Brian Wine. Stay up.
Rosser.
Robbie Rosser and Brian. Two individual champions from Milford. Robbie is the 113-pound champion, and Brian is the 285-pound champion.
IG.
Both of these tributes are signed by IG and Sam Wilson.
To give a free car away. You want me to make the announcement?
Congratulations to these individual champions.
What did he say? Did he say no? It's Biggie Smalls, the wrestling team Biggie Smalls.
Robbie's a really good kid, too.
Okay. You guys want to open those?
Sam's got a matching jersey on.
That's it.
Sam wore the Milford colors.
Sam got Milford colors on. He's great. Smart man, Z.
I thought Bobby went to Georgetown, though.
Bobby did go to Georgetown.
Bobby did go. But Sam went to
before there was something said. Sam went to Milford, Bobby went to Georgetown. But it was Georgetown High School. Yeah.
That Wilson clan was all over. Especially one.
Two. One. Already Sam done. And he's
congratulations. Good job, guys.
All right. Got one more. I've got one more individual wrestling tournament champion. Is Corey Lawson here? Corey Lawson from Cape?
Yes, he is.
All right, Corey, come on down.
Good job, Corey.
Corey won the DIAA Individual Wrestling Tournament Champion for 160-pound weight class. Corey wrestles for the Cape and Lopen High School. Congratulations, Corey.
You don't know what district I'm in, do you?
Around, Sam, turn around the camera.
He thought I had a camera.
Dear Lord.
Gotta love it. People look in the paper and say, who's that?
Thank you.
Good job, Martin.
Okay, that does it for the wrestling teams. We're going to move on to the robotics teams. I've got two tributes here. Be it hereby known to all that Sussex County Council commends the Georgetown Elementary School Robotics Team on the occasion of earning the Delaware VEXIQ Challenge Excellence Award. The County Council congratulates the student members and coaches of the Georgetown Elementary Robotics Team on winning the achievement during the State Robotics Championship on March 11, 2017, earning the chance to represent the first state during the World Championships in Louisville, Kentucky, later this month. They direct this tribute to be presented to the team on April 11, 2017, signed Samuel R. Wilson, Jr., Councilman. Congratulations. Would that team like to come up and we'll get your picture? All right, come on forward, guys.
Stay right up there, Sam. You're doing good, buddy. You're doing good.
How are you?
Counsel, for your information, one of the contestants is the granddaughter
of our attorney,
of the county attorney.
There you go.
Takes after the wife's, takes after the wife's side of the family. There's
Everett, you should get down there and get a picture with him.
Having fun?
How'd you think all this?
Sam, look at the camera, buddy.
Congratulations. Best of luck in the world championship. We'll be rooting
for
you.
Good job, kids.
Okay, we have another robotics team from Cape and Lopin High School this time. I have a second tribute. On the occasion of earning the Delaware VEX Robotics Competition Excellence Award, the Sussex County Council congratulates students and coaches of the Cape and Lopin High School robotics team on winning this achievement during the State Robotics Championship and earning the chance to represent the first state during the VEX Robotics World Championship in Louisville, Kentucky later this month. Directs this tribute to be presented to the team April 11, 2017. Signed, Irwin G. Burton III, Councilman. Congratulations. Best of luck.
Good job.
Would this team come forward? Rob, you're next.
Like Oprah. Yeah. I'm thinking so.
Every 16-year-old needs a car.
Congratulations, guys. Best of luck. And we have a third robotics team we want to recognize. This time, the Selbyville Middle School robotics team on the occasion of earning the Delaware VEX Robotics Competition Excellence Award. We will present a tribute, and this one is signed by Robert B. Arlett, Councilman. Is the Selbyville team here? Come on down. Congratulations. Congratulations. Okay, Mr. President, I believe this is our last tribute, not to be outdone by the robotics or the wrestling team. We have a tribute for the Indian River High School cheerleading team. Upon winning the title of Delaware Cheerleading Co-Ed State Champions, the Sussex County Council congratulates the Lady Indians for earning top honors during the 2017 competitive cheerleading season and directs this tribute be presented to the team on April 11, 2017, signed by Robert B. Arlett, Councilman. Congratulations.
And gentlemen.
Delaware cheerleading co-ed state champions. Yes.
There you go.
Guy and lady Indians.
Come on up, girls. There you go. Get around there.
Yeah, I'll be back here by myself, guys. It's cool.
I got you too.
Thank you.
As long as you can be seen.
You're way too tall to be.
this is where the guys are supposed to hold up.
Come
the,
right, we can slide up a little bit.
Maddie, you want to switch?
You need to get in front. There you go. Get her right. There you go. Big right here.
Come on up here, guys. Come right here. Come right here.
There you go. Hey.
Get up here.
Get in here, bud.
I like pie. Apple pie? Cherry pie? Cherry pie. Cherry pie.
Oh, Lord.
It was Robin's idea.
Look, Glenn, stand up. On the bench.
I'll tell you later.
Just know it's your fault, Rob.
Like, yeah, it worked its way. Idea worked its way down the table. It started up there.
It's another one of those. I was there.
Yes. Who are you going to believe, Mike? A sandbagger or Robin?
I heard that, George. Rob.
Rob's in there somewhere. I can't wait to see this picture.
Front row.
I give him a chance. While I was up there, I give him a chance to talk behind my back.
I had to rearrange all the people so they could see Rob.
Are you supposed to be on the front row, Bob?
My cats.
Congratulations.
That the last one was lost?
Yes, sir, that is the last one. We can begin the council meeting.
All right, everybody go back to school. Todd, get them back to school.
We will.
Get back to school.
Any of those students who would like to leave, you're welcome to leave. Thank you for coming. Students, grandparents, parents, everybody. Thanks for coming. Congratulations to all of you. Mm-hmm. Give anybody a minute or two, and then we'll crank back up.
All right.
Break. Reset.
Okay, while they're leaving, next thing on our agenda.
Mr. I do apologize, only because I was texted. Is there a way to, in the agenda, I was just told by one of the schools that the cheer team that was reflected in the agenda, it was not mentioned as being Indian River, it was mentioned as another school. Officially in the agenda. Is that a true statement?
Well, says here, Milford High School Wrestling, Southern High School Wrestling, Cape Wrestling, VEX, VEXIQ Excellence Awards to Georgetown Elementary, Selva Middle School, and Cape Elizabeth High School.
I don't see anything about cheerleading.
There's anything about cheerleading.
Oh.
It's not on there, but I do have a list in front of each of you that had the cheer team listed.
Correct.
Okay.
Minutes. Okay.
Just the minutes I'll have to read.
It's just the agenda I didn't.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yep.
It was reflected of the actual team.
But we did.
The tribute does, and we recognize it.
Yeah.
Moving on, we need to approve the minutes of March 27th, which is an executive board meeting, and March 28th, regular council meeting and executive board meeting.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Correspondence. Mr. Moore.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. There was one letter from Delaware Technical and Community College thanking council for their generous gift to the Delaware Technical and Community College Education Foundation, and that's the only letter, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Mm-hmm. Public comments. Mr. Guy. Public comments. Dan Kramer.
Oh, Chip, will you fix the mics, please?
My name is Dan Kramer.
Thank you.
I can understand why you done them first, because you were afraid that I might make you look bad. And I sure would have, too. But anyhow, I want to know, how is it that all of a sudden single-wide trailers can go into commercial zoning? Ever since I've known anything about zoning of any sort, never been able to have single wide in a commercial zoning. It's always been you either had to have 5 acres or a trailer park. Then they changed that. Then it became 10 acres and it had to be on a farm. Now just recently I went past a place where it's single wide being put in, and I'm scratching my head. I said, wait a minute, I believe that's a commercial piece of land. Yep, went home, looked it up. It is. So the question is, who got paid off to allow it in there? Pure and simple. Am I accusing somebody? Hey, look in your own back pockets. I don't know. But somebody allowed it to be there. And, oh, well, it could have been hardship case. I ain't buying. Because you're allowed to build a house in a commercial zone. So you can put a double wide in a commercial zone without a problem. So I don't understand how could they, and I don't know whether it occurred or not, but as far as I'm concerned, that is not the way to go, and it ought to be removed. Fair and simple.
Jeffrey Fry.
Good morning, Council. My name is Jeffrey Fry. I live at 22788 Rumbridge Road, Georgetown, Delaware. I'm also the owner of Fat Daddy's Barbecue and Grill, me and my wife. And we have recently getting ready to construct, or a farmer is getting ready to construct, 8 industrialized poultry farm across the street from us, which is going to really ruin my business bad. But the biggest thing I'm concerned about is the traffic on this road each and every year. How many deaths there is on this road. And we already have accidents in front of my business and in front of Elmer's Market business through there. And I think this coming out with all the tractor trailers every day, because you know the 8 chicken houses are going to be feed trucks each and every day going in and out of that property. And I think this is just going to create a lot more fatalities on this road, a lot more accidents on this road. I am a member of the Route 404 Lives Matter team. And we're just wanting to do something about this, if we can. God knows it's zone AR1, but we question a impact traffic study on this road to have this done, and before this goes any further, before anybody is injured or killed anymore on this road. Thank you, Councilman.
Thanks, sir. Maria Payan.
Hi, my name's Maria Payan. I live at 104 West Mill Pond Drive in Selbyville, Delaware. And I work as a consultant, a regional consultant for a national nonprofit. And I have been working with Mr. Fry's group, the Route 404 Lives Matter. They have started a petition that I'm going to submit to.
Clerk, now, please.
To you based on the issue here, and I'd like to thank Councilman Vincent for coming out. The community had a meeting last week to discuss this issue. The one thing I want everyone to understand, these are not your typical family type farms that have been for generations in Sussex County. This is what they're calling no land farms. I have the Delmarva region, and I've been following this for approximately maybe 2.5 years. And this is literally wreaking havoc in community because it's not your traditional poultry house on 5 acres, you know, couple houses on. There is absolutely no land surrounding it. It is 650-foot long houses, edge to edge on the parcel. In working with the group, I noticed the stormwater plans are incorrect. Which is going into the setbacks now. I had a conversation with Sussex County Council, who does the stormwater. They're well aware of it. Also sent it out to DENREC and to planning and zoning here, because in the AR1, I believe it's the stormwater and the driveway permits, the way that it's zoned, and then they can just issue the building permit. So I let them know that. What the community is extremely concerned about, because this road, it's a two-lane highway, major thoroughfare to the beach. All of the other poultry operations on there have a side access road. I looked, you know, to make sure. I wanted to go down and see. Nobody has direct access out onto this highway. I think it's 50 miles per hour.
Go ahead. You're right.
Yeah, I think it's 50 miles per hour. And you take heavy trucks like these, fully loaded, and try to come on out of there's problems and there's concerns. I will tell you that the neighbors are extremely concerned. I handed a bunch of petitions. They just started a week ago, and you can see all the names. The community would like to request that a temporary moratorium be put on until a traffic study is done on the permits. And we know this is kind of not traditional, but they feel that strongly about the issue that this needs to be looked at before we have a disaster. So with that, thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for coming out. I really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right.
Thank you. I will make a comment while you're going back to your seat. As I told the meeting that night, I don't think because it didn't come before County Council, I don't think we have the legal authority to ask for a traffic impact study, but we will find out from our attorneys to see if we do or not. And maybe this issue of large poultry operations is something we might want to put on our future agenda at some point in time to talk about. And we'll just see what the feeling is. We'll find out about the TI's impact. I don't think we can answer that, but we'll see. Paul Rieger.
Good morning, Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Basically, a few weeks ago, in all the news media, we had all the pictures and all the hype about the dumps, or whatever you want to call them, on people's properties, all the tires and all the garbage and stuff like that. It just seems like going back, looking at everything, it's every February, every March, comes back up. Then it goes completely silent, and we won't hear nothing until next February, March again, what the problem is. Like I said in the past, concerning tires, the county has zero regulations for tires. All the incorporated sections, like I had said, Georgetown put it as like their residents can have five tires, scrap tires on them on their property, and then I guess the enforcement works. They did the right idea, come up with something realistic, not impeding anybody. We've said in the past that the state had changed their scrap tire definition for units, put it into weight. I'm in a loophole on my tires, and I look at your Facebook pages and different information. Everybody here, mostly everybody's connected somehow into the fire department. The county gives the fire departments their money. In their laws, they have a thing where they can regulate, they have a code where they're at 100 tires, where they become have to come in and do some regulation when you go over 100 tires. Falls to them, whatever they do for their approval or give a permit. Now to me, a tire is just scrap rubber, just fuel. I assume the fire department is because the rubber is a fuel. Now I'm in a predicament where if they went off of what the state changed their definition to, a scrap tire, I would have 85% less tires next door to me that could be regulated from the fire marshal, because all the ag tires and stuff like that I have next to, and tractor trailer tires that were from a prior adventure, all got away at least 150 pounds, I believe, heavy. They're all monster tires, so that's equivalent to 600 tires. Fire marshal for the county can't do nothing about it because their code still just says 100 tires. With as much money that we give the fire department as a county, as much as you're friends with them, if you can somehow, through our legal department or planning and zoning or whoever has a connection with them, get them to look at their 100 tires. The state changed their definition of a scrap tire to weight, and then maybe somebody else in the county won't be in the same position I am, to where you'd always find a loophole. Everything with the code has a loophole, whether you say it's going to be the state's going to do it, somebody else is going to do it. There's always something in our code or somewhere that has a little bit of an out. So if you can talk to the fire department, fire marshal? Because I asked that question a few years ago when I first got into this nightmare, and they didn't want to have nothing to do with it. And then when the state changed their definition, I asked them if they could change that. It's just a minor thing. They won't do it. But it's real simple for them to change it to match the state. The state spent the money for it. Seems to be logical. It may help. It's not going to help me at this point, but it may help half a dozen people later on going down with a simple change that they can do. And for the county, if you can come up with something also to where up to the 100 tires, at least fill in that gap that the county would have regulations on certain types of properties. Just a simple regulation, because I'm still stuck on how a tire, an old tire, is not scrap. It's not a tire, a car part, automotive part, auto something. It doesn't make no sense. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
DJ Hughes. DJ Hughes.
He's coming.
He's back. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Getting all his paperwork.
Didn't see you back there.
Hi, DJ Hughes, 16566 Sweetwater Drive, Milton, Delaware. I'm here to speak with respect to the Henlopen TID. I was here for a presentation by DelDOT, I think it was back in February. And based on everything I've seen and everything I've known, growing up in the area and then also having a unique opportunity to be a traffic engineer living and working in the area, I was very disappointed in what I saw, and I'm asking you not to move forward with it. Based on what I've seen, the time is not to do any more studies. The time is to invest in the transportation improvements that we already know that we need and have identified over the years. The county council, in conjunction with DelDOT, has been dealing with a lot of these issues going back to the 1996 Sussex County Long Range Transportation Plan, which is also referenced in the 1997 comp plan. And from everything I've seen, while the county council gets beat up for the development that you have approved, most of the development you've approved has been in areas that were directed to you by the Sussex County Long Range Transportation Plan, the comp plans that were also done with the county and approved by the state, and also the state strategies. And over the course of that time, DelDOT's done an SR1 grid study back in the, I think in the 1990s and early 2000s. That was kind of a failed effort. In 2002, there was a Route 24 planning study, which actually analyzed Route 24 all the way from Millsboro to Route 1. DelDOT actually did a lot of work with McCormick Taylor on that. They did a lot of projections, and I think all the way out to either 2020 or 2030. And a lot of those improvements were identified back in 2002. Problem is none of them have been built, or very few of them. I think maybe the Long Neck intersection there has been improved since then. But dual lanes were identified as being needed from Love Creek all the way to Route 1. While they're keeping this section to just west of Plantation Road, they've shelved the dual lanes from Love Creek over to Plantation Road. And the reason being is in 2010, they counted in August when Beacon Middle School was not in session, and they said it's no longer needed. And today, and to this day, in the TID level service, they reported acceptable level service in front of Beacon Middle School. We got Love Creek coming online, and everybody knows the morning commute on 24, there's a long queue, and it's definitely level service F every morning. In 2003, they did an SR1 transportation and land use study. A lot of what was in that is very similar to what we see in Henlopen TID today. Some of the things that were identified out of that haven't been done are the West Coates Corner relocation and improvements. I think that was just added the last year or two to the CTP, but it's still years away from actually being constructed. And there's been technical memos about Route 24 improvements 2008, a letter from Secretary Wicks in 2009, and then another study in 2010. And then in 2017, here we are trying to study. I think they said they spent $150,000 on a data collection and the analysis efforts. And like a lot of people, I hoped that maybe it was a new leaf at Delta and maybe they finally get it. But based on the results, I think the problem in this area a lot of times is that Delta doesn't understand we have year-round traffic and we do have some real issues. And yeah, maybe it's not Newcastle County traffic like it is every day, but we still have issues. We know what those issues are. And we just, for whatever reason, we as a state haven't invested in Sussex County to do those improvements. And maybe if they actually committed money to the county, as what I think it needs to be done, instead of more studies, till we have committed money to actually do these improvements and deadlines for them to get them done, I don't think we're going to see any real progress. You can put something in the CTP. 24 has been in CTP for years, but it's never been constructed. So if you were to move forward with a Senlopen TID, all the signalized data collection was not properly done. None of it accounts for oversaturated conditions. Look through, when I went through the analysis that was reported, I was shocked to see a lot of summer Saturday acceptable level service B, C, D on Route 1. I think anybody knows you don't go on Route 1 before 9 or 10 or until after 3 on a summer Saturday. It's definitely not acceptable level service. Yet we're seeing them report Dartmouth, our Postal Lane, West Coast Road, Route 24, and the queues on Route 1 are being reported as between 300 and 600 feet. Route 1 from Cave Neck Road, or from Five Points, backs up north of Cave Neck Road. From each signal, it backs up basically through the next signal. And when we say peak hours, we're not even analyzing as traffic engineers peak hours. We're analyzing the worst 15 minutes of the worst peak hour. So that's what they were supposed to be reporting on. And when I look at it, it just shows that the folks presenting just don't understand the traffic conditions in the area and didn't put the effort in to do the data collection or analysis right. So for the county to invest money to move forward based on something that we know is going to be wrong moving forward based on the existing conditions, data collection and analysis not being right, I just can't see the county at this point spending more money on that. And I'd be willing to go over specifics with anybody here at the county or at DelDOT, because these are the facts. And like I said, I was very disappointed to see three professional engineers from DelDOT and then a couple engineers from JMT support what I think is common knowledge is unacceptable level service and support, telling you that everything is basically fine based on the analysis. So I just wanted to make you all aware of that. Anybody has any questions, let me know.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Next thing, we have a consent agenda. We have two items: wastewater agreement number 878-3, Sussex County project number 81-04, ERC Properties LLC Phase 2 in the Thumbic Island Sanitary Sewer District, and wastewater agreement number 623-3, Sussex County project number 81-04. Solitude on Waits Creek, Phase 1B, in the Millville Expansion, Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Any question on those two consent items? If not, entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item, we are joined by Patty Grimes, Executive Director of the Freeman Stage at Bayside. Patty's here for our annual update relating to Freeman Stage. Ms. Grimes, welcome. Thank you for being here.